الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Honorable elders, respected brothers and sisters, and my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has gathered us all together here today in the Leighton Stone Masjid, where six young boys of the Ummah have completed the glorious Quran. They have put the whole Quran to memory, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace, through His fadl, afforded us the opportunity to participate in that gathering where the six students recited the final verses, taking their hifz to completion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all six of them. May Allah grant them the tawfiq to remain huffaz of the Quran until they enter Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further grant them the tawfiq to strive and acquire ilm and understand the message of the Quran, and to practice the Quran and to propagate the message of the Quran until they breathe their last. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah and through the blessings of the completion of the Quran by these six students, grant us all forgiveness, grant forgiveness to all our friends, associates, families, and grant us the khair and goodness of this world and the hereafter, and save us from the shar and evil of this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ O my Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say and inform the people, inform the ummah, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, that they should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us His fadl and His rahmah in many forms. One form is the glorious Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell your ummah that they should rejoice upon the specific fadl and the specific rahmah that He has granted you in the form of Quran. Why should the mu'minin rejoice upon this favor? Because huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Because it is better than all that which people gather. So all people put together, whatever they gather, gold, silver, diamonds, pearls, buildings, factories, wealth of the whole world. The fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of Quran is better than everything put together. The sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, the tabi'een, the taba tabi'een and the mufassirin of the Quran commenting on this verse have given various interpretations of Fadlullah and Rahmatullah. What is the meaning of the Fadl of Allah? And what is the meaning of Rahmat of Allah in this verse? The gist of all the various opinions, the essence of the various opinions, if you put them all together, is that reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, and practicing the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here that the mu'mineen and the believers should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah and upon the rahmat of Allah. That means, if a person is granted the tawfiq to read the Quran, to understand the Quran, and to practice the Quran, then this person should rejoice. He should feel happy. He should find great satisfaction, even if he is poor. Even if he is downtrodden as far as the material aspect is concerned, as far as this world is concerned, even if he is blind, even if he is deaf, even if he is handicapped, even if he is living a life of disgrace as far as the people of this world are concerned, whatever condition he may find himself in, life of sickness, illness, life of poverty, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him this specific fadl and this specific rahmah which is related to the Quran, that he reads the Quran, he understands the Quran, and he practices the Quran despite being deprived of everything, he has all the right to rejoice. He has all the right to feel happy. He has all the right to feel proud. Why? Because the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him outweighs all the other favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the other material favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It is better than everything that the people gather. All the people, if they get together and they gather whatever they are able to. Prime Minister, ministers, kings, presidents, wealthy people, land owners, factory owners, shop owners, gold mine owners, whatever people are able to accumulate, if you put that on one side, and on the other side, reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, and practicing the Quran, then this, only this one aspect, this one fadla and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outweighs all the other material items. Why? Because Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, they are also books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawrat is the book of Allah. Zabur is book of Allah. Injil is book of Allah. Kitab of Allah. Kitab of Allah. Kitab of Allah. They are not kalam of Allah. Tawrat is book of Allah, not word of Allah. Zabur is kitab of Allah. Book of Allah, not word of Allah. Injil is book of Allah, not word of Allah. Quran is book of Allah and word of Allah. Word of Allah, it has been there from Azal. It will remain until Azal. Allah has always been there. Quran has always been there with Allah. Allah will always remain. Quran will always remain with Allah. Al-Quranu ahabbu ilallahi minas samawati wal-ardu. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. And these six boys of the ummah, alhamdulillah, have put more than 6,000 verses of this kalam of Allah, this kitab of Allah into their hearts. They have adorned their hearts. They have enlightened their hearts with the kalam of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How precious these hearts have become today. We will only be able to realize the value of these boys and the value of these hearts on the day of Qiyamah, my friends. The mashayikh, the ulama, the ahlullah, the awliya, the sahaba, the anbiya. Even in this world, they were able to understand. And the awliya of the time will be able to understand the value of these boys and the value of what their hearts contain, even now. But we people, simple people like us, insignificant people, those of us who do not have the deeper understanding of deen, we will only realize how precious these boys are, how precious these hearts are, on the day of Qiyamah only, my friends. What I wish to emphasize, my friends, is that let us leave this gathering today with lot of azmah and greatness in our hearts for this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran, book of Allah, it's a holy book. That's as far as we go. Al-Quran ahabbu ila Allahi minas samawati wal ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Heavens and whatever the heavens contain. Heavens and whatever the heavens contain. The earth and whatever the earth contains. Quran is more beloved to Allah than everything. During the time of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a person, a daughter, after a long time after marriage.
So after his nikah, for many years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him a child. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants children. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاسًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for someone, He will give that person male children. If He desires for someone, He will give that person female children. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاسًا. And if He desires, He will grant them male and female both. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And if Allah desires for some people, He will neither give male nor female. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants male only, male and female both or nothing, every situation is rahmah and ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at the situation of the current generation of young people and the way they become a torment and a chastisement and a punishment for the parents. My late mentor, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say that those people who are blessed with children, Allah has granted them ni'mah. And those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given children, Allah has granted them rahmah. So in this day and age, children are ni'mah. And no children, it is rahmah. Every situation is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is sick, that situation is ni'mah. And a person is healthy, that is also ni'mah. A person is rich, wealthy, that is ni'mah. And a person is poor, he is in poverty, that is also ni'mah. A person enjoys a lot of honor and influence, that is also ni'mah. And a person is downtrodden, ni'mah. Every situation for a believer is ni'mah. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min fa inna amrahu kulluhu khair. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the situation of a believer is wonderful. And he said that this situation is only for a believer, nobody else. Every situation of a believer is wonderful. Why? Because each and every situation of his is nothing but khair. Fa inna amrahu kulluhu khair. إِذَا مَسَّتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If goodness reaches him, then he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Oh Allah, it is only through your grace that I have acquired this. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr." And this is good for him because through this shukr he will go into Jannah. وَإِذَا مَسَّتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. And if any difficult situation reaches him, صَبَرَ, he practices patience. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And this is good for him because through the door of sabr he will enter Jannah. Every situation for a believer is good. The only situation that a believer needs to worry about is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only situation that is bad for a believer is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than masiyat, other than sinful activity, other than disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every situation is good for him. Every situation is khair for him. That situation has been sent upon him by his creator, who is all wise, who has lot of hikmah. And he knows why he is sending that situation. And through this situation, he will open the doors of Jannah for him. So after marriage, no children. And suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a girl after many years. Now you can imagine the happiness of this person. So overcome with happiness, he said, by Allah. He said, wallahi. He said, by Allah. When my daughter grows up and she gets married, and when she leaves my home with her husband, I will give her the wealth of this world and the hereafter. Now he did not realize what he was saying. A poor person living in a village. He said, by Allah, when my daughter grows up and she gets married, and when she leaves my home with her husband, I will give her the wealth of this world and the hereafter. Soon everything was forgotten. The girl slowly grew up. She reached marriageable age, she got engaged, and the date of nikah was fixed, and suddenly this person remembered his qasam. Nowadays, we are not so particular when the time comes to take oath or qasam. Qasam, wallah, by Allah. Qasam, I did not do this. Qasam, without realizing that we are sinning. The people of the past were very, very careful as far as uttering the word wallahi, by Allah. Qasam of Allah is concerned. Ibrahim An-Nakhai rahimahullahu ta'ala says that during our childhood, we were punished by our parents and by our elders for uttering words such as qasam and words such as wallahi. And I also remember, I grew up in a village in Bhoria, a very small village near Navsari. In childhood, we also used to feel afraid of uttering the word qasam. Very careful, because that is what we were taught, that to say qasam is very, very dangerous. It's a very delicate issue, because it's possible that you are lying and you are using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the elders used to find any child saying qasam, by Allah, wallah, then they would reprimand, what are you saying? Don't take oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without necessity. So the people before us, during the time of the Sahaba, during the time of the Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, during the times of the A'imma, during the good period, they were very, very careful as far as uttering the word wallah is concerned. And if they did, then they were very, very particular in making sure that they do not nullify the qasam. They do not break the qasam, so that they do not have to give kaffara, they do not have to become guilty in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person realized that I took oath long time ago. I said qasam, I said wallahi, and it is something I will not be able to fulfill. And I do not want to nullify my qasam. I do not want to break my qasam. I do not want to become guilty in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must find a way through which I am able to safeguard what I had said and fulfill the promise that I had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to various fuqaha, various muftis. Not to find a leeway. Not that he did not want to give kafara. Like in this day and age, when we go to various muftis, it is to find a leeway, it is to find an ease. This person was going to various muftis because he did not want to break his qasam. He did not want to become guilty in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One mufti said, you don't have the wealth of this world and the hereafter. You will not be able to give the wealth of this world and the hereafter to your daughter. So your qasam will break. You will have to give kaffara. Second mufti said the same thing. Third mufti said the same thing. Fourth mufti said the same thing. He eventually went to Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, a great faqih. And Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, when he spoke to Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, delay the nikah of your daughter. Give yourself 1 year, 2 years. And find a good alima or a good alim, God-fearing alim, who is able to teach your daughter Quran and the tafsir of the Quran. And give her the knowledge of the Quran. And once she has acquired the knowledge of the Quran, then fix the date of marriage. And you send her away with her husband. And when she is leaving, give her a copy of the Quran. So give her a copy of the Quran and give her the ilm of the Quran, you would have fulfilled your qasam. Why? Because the Quran and the knowledge of the Quran is better than the wealth of this world and the wealth of the hereafter. Al-Qur'an wa habbu ila Allahi minas samawati wal ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. And why should it not be? Because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has always been there. It will always remain. It is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has emanated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was recorded in Lawh-e Mahfuz, thereafter in Baytul Izzah, thereafter on the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, he left behind 10,000 huffaz. So the Quran was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right from the time Allah existed. And Allah has always existed. Allah has neither beginning nor end. So Allah has always been there, Quran has always been there. It emanated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It remained with Allah. But a copy was made and put in Lawh-e Mahfuz on the seventh heaven. And another copy was made on the first heaven, Baytul Izzah. And thereafter another copy was made on the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the span of 23 years, 10,000 sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain memorized the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. It is we who have revealed this dhikr. It is we who have revealed this book which admonishes people, which advises people, which guides people. It is we who have revealed this Quran. And وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. It is we who will preserve it till the day of Qiyamah. So after the sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, each and every department of deen continued degenerating. So the muhaddithin that you would find 700 years ago, 800 years ago, 1000 years ago, you will not find the same muhaddithin today. The mufassirin that you would find 800 years ago, 1000 years ago, you would not find the same mufassirin today. The whole deen is there, alhamdulillah. The whole deen has been preserved, alhamdulillah. What the ummah needs, what the ummah will need, until the day of Qiyamah, it will remain preserved. But the great ulama, ulama of very high caliber, mufassirin of very high caliber, muhaddisin of very high caliber, their understanding, their tafakkuh, their memory, the taqwa that a person used to find 800 years ago, 900 years ago, it does not exist today. Awliya existed during those times, awliya exists today also. But degeneration, and each and every aspect of deen will degenerate, until before Qiyamah, deen will remain no more. As far as the memorization of the Quran is concerned, it is not degenerating, it is accelerating all the time. During the time of the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, only 10,000 huffaz. During the time of Tabi'in, this number increased. During the time of Taba Tabi'in, this number increased. In the 3rd century increased. 4th century increased more. The number of huffaz that you will find in 2014 will be definitely more than the number of huffaz in 2013. Why? Because Allah has taken it upon Himself to safeguard this Quran. Kyo mumtaz na ho Islam, dunya bhar ke dino mein, wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran sino mein. Why should Islam not be the distinguished religion? Why should not Islam reign right at the top? Because the deen there is in books only, and here the deen is in the hearts of the people. Hearts of the people. And throughout centuries, as I said, the huffaz, the number of huffaz always increasing. And as the parents whose children are memorizing the Quran or have memorized the Quran, how difficult it is for a young child living in the Western society who has to attend school during the day and only during the evenings he is able to memorize the Quran, and when he returns from the madrasa at 7:30, 8 o'clock, he has to worry about memorizing the Quran and also his homework from school. How difficult it is. But despite that, you will seldom, maybe 0.001%
of the students who are memorizing the Quran, who will try to find excuses and try to convince the parents that I do not want to become Hafiz of the Quran. Seldom. Once a child begins the Quran, he will never say no. So many parents try to encourage their children when they reach the age of 14, 15, that you will not be able to concentrate on your GCSE examination with the Hifz of the Quran. So why don't you leave Hifz of the Quran? It's difficult. You've only done 7 paras. You've only completed 10 juz. It will be very difficult. Some parents say that take 2 years out from Hifz class. Complete your GCSE first. It is the child that is adamant that no, I want to become Hafiz. I do not want to leave Hifz. Who is encouraging these children to become Huffaz of the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. I will safeguard the Quran. And it is a great honor for the Huffaz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken it upon himself to safeguard the Quran. He could have safeguarded the Quran through doctors. That I will safeguard the Quran through doctors. I will give the doctors the ability to memorize the Quran. I will safeguard the Quran through ababil, through birds. They will memorize the Quran and make sure that the Quran is not forgotten. I will safeguard the Quran through engineers, through mechanics. I will safeguard the Quran through wealthy people. I will safeguard the Quran through muttaqeen, through pious people, through the awliya. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to safeguard the Quran, and he is fulfilling this promise by using the Quran, by using the Huffaz of the Quran. Allah is using the Huffaz to safeguard the Quran, to fulfill his promise. What a great honor for these Huffaz. So a great book, priceless treasure. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, Fadlul Quran ala sa'iri al-kalam kafadlillahi ala sa'iri khalqihi. The virtue of Quran over all the other books, all the other literatures, the virtue of Quran over all the other literatures, literatures prepared by Muslims, non-Muslims, literature or kitab sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tawrat, Zabur, Injil. The virtue of Quran over all the other books is just like the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all his creation. Because this book is very, very precious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. Why? Because it is better than anything that people can gather. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala was once asked that which is more virtuous, jihad or ta'lim ut-ta'allum? Which is more virtuous? Jihad or ta'lim? On one side is jihad, regarding which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِقْتُ وَنُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سُمَّ أُحْيَا سُمَّ أُقْتَلَ سُمَّ أُحْيَا سُمَّ أُقْتَلَ. That it is my desire that I die as a shaheed, that I engage in jihad, I am martyred, and then I am revived again, sent into this world again, and I am martyred again, and I am revived again, sent into this world again, and I am martyred again, over and over again. This should continue. This was the desire of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many virtues of jihad. So on one side is jihad, and on the other side is ta'lim wa ta'allum, learning and teaching, learning and teaching, learning and teaching. The amal which the ulama and the huffaz are engaged in within the madaris. So Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great alim, Sufyan al-Thawri, muhaddis, faqih, and a very great wali. Muhaddis, faqih, and a very great wali. One of the pillars of Islam. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala. It is recorded in his biography that one day
He was resting, and his head was in the lap of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah ta'ala, and his feet were in the lap of Fudayl ibn Ayaz. Now the ulama understand the status of Sufyan ibn Uyayna. The ulama understand the status of Fudayl ibn Ayaz. And if Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi's head is in the lap of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, and he is sitting there respectfully, and if his feet are in the lap of Fudayl ibn Ayaz, it is very easy to understand his status. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala. The Khalifa of the time had become unhappy. And from the capital, he was traveling towards Makkah Mukarrama. And he had sent a messenger in advance who was making an announcement in the streets of Makkah Mukarrama that Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala is wanted by the Khalifa. And the person who is harboring Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, or the person who is giving refuge to Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, for him will be a death penalty. Now, the Khalifa knew that Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala is in Makkah Mukarrama somewhere, but where in Makkah Mukarrama, unknown. So this announcement was being made. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala and Fudayl ibn Ayaz rahimahullah ta'ala, upon hearing this announcement, are looking at each other. That the life of our Sheikh is in danger, and he is not sleeping, he is awake, but he is not moving from his place. He is not even surprised. Very relaxed. His head in the lap of Sufyan ibn Uyayna and feet in the lap of Fudayl ibn Ayaz rahimahullah ta'ala. After a few minutes passed, one of them said, "Hazrat, have you heard the announcement?" He said, "Yes, I have heard the announcement." And he remained relaxed in that same. After a while, he got up. He got up and he performed wudu. And after performing wudu, he went into the Haram Sharif. Without any fear, like a king. He went in the Haram Sharif and he performed the tawaf. And after performing the tawaf of Kaaba, he performed two rakat behind Maqam Ibrahim. And after performing two rakat behind Maqam Ibrahim, he made a short dua. And thereafter, he went to Multazam. And he got hold of the ghilaf of Kaaba and he started weeping and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continued his prayer for 15 minutes, half an hour or so. And whilst he was still making dua, the people started talking in the Haram Sharif that the Khalifa has passed away whilst coming into Makkah Mukarrama. The one who was after Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, because of his dua and pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not let him come to Makkah Mukarrama. Great wali, great faqih, great muhaddis, pillar of the ummah, one of the pillars of the ummah. When he was asked that on one side is jihad fi sabilillah, and on the other side is ta'limu ta'allum, which is more virtuous, he said, ta'limu ta'allum is more virtuous. Why? Because he says our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very clearly said that the best amongst you is he who teaches the Quran and who learns the Quran. Best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. It is for this reason another great muhaddis, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, the teacher of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, and the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith. Every year for 6 months he used to go for jihad, and 6 months he would engage in learning and teaching and learning. A great muhaddis. Somebody asked him that if you were informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your death is going to come upon you, dawn upon you at this time, for example on the 31st of December at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, death will dawn upon you, which amal would you prefer engaging in? Now there are so many amal. Salat, tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, recitation of the Quran, sajda, ruku, jihad fi sabilillah. So many amal. Calling people towards good, preventing them from evil, construction of masajid, helping the poor, feeding the poor, serving the mother, father. So he said, if you were informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at a particular moment death will dawn upon you, which amal would you like to engage in? He said, I will leave everything and engage in talim and ta'allum. Talim and ta'allum. I would love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst I am teaching and learning. Whilst I am teaching and learning. Whilst I am teaching and learning. Why? Because khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu, the best amongst you is the one who learns and who teaches the Qur'an. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. And he said, how did you find the experience of death? So he smiled and he said, experience of death? I was engrossed in studying a mas'ala regarding the aspect of mukatab. It's a fiqhi issue. He said, I was engrossed and I was trying to figure out from the Quran and Hadith this particular mas'ala. And he said, I continued thinking, researching, and when I reached the conclusion, for example, I was trying to figure out whether it's permissible or impermissible. So when I reached the conclusion that yes, it is permissible or it is impermissible, he was a mujtahid. He would ponder over the Quran and Hadith. And he would try to deduce the mas'ala. So he said that I was engaged in trying to deduce a mas'ala of mukatab, and I was engrossed in that mas'ala, and when I reached the conclusion, and when I deduced the mas'ala, and when I raised my head, I realized that I was no more in the world than I was in Jannah. Wow. I did not even realize that the Malakul Maud had come and he extracted my ruh. Whilst I was engaged, imagine the lazzat. And imagine the enjoyment these people used to find in acquiring ilm. So much lazzat they used to find. And thereafter he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me stand in front of me and he said, oh Muhammad, ask, what do you want me to give you? So he said, oh Allah, I want your forgiveness. So he said, oh Muhammad, if I did not want to forgive you, I would not have granted you the ilm of the Quran and Hadith. I granted you the ilm of the Quran and Hadith, and I gave you the opportunity to engage in teaching and learning because I had intended to forgive you. A great virtue, my friends. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. The one who learns the Quran, teaches the Quran. The makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innumerable. Who is the best amongst all the makhlukat? The malaika, the animals, the fishes, the various types of birds. Who is the best? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The human species. The best from all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the best from the humans? The ummah of Adam alayhi salam, the ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, the ummah of Isa alayhi salam. From the humans, the mu'minin are the best. And from the various nations of the mu'minin, who is the best? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best from amongst the humans. The ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been given the title khayru ummah, the best ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best ummah. Ukhrijat linnas, that has been sent, created for the benefit of the people. One poet says in Urdu, kyun na paaye teri ummat khayre ummat ka khitab, tu hai jab khayrul bashar khayrul rusul khayrul anam. When you are khayrul bashar, best of the humans, when you are khayrul rusul, best of the rusul, when you are khayrul anam, best of the creation, then why should not your ummah be given the title of the best ummah? So we are the best of the nations. And from amongst our ummah, who is the best? Those who perform tahajjud. Those who spend a lot in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best amongst this ummah is khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu. The best amongst you is he who learns and teaches, learns and teaches, learns and teaches. Inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the status of certain people, a group of people through this book. وَيَدَوْ بِهِ آخَرِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces certain people because of this book. Those people who read this book, those people who understand this book, those people who practice and propagate this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates their status. And those people who refuse to read this book, despite being Muslims, those people who refuse to understand this book, those people who refuse to follow this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace them in this world and also in the hereafter. A Sahabi radiyallahu anhu was made responsible by Umar radiyallahu anhu in Makkah Mukarrama. And he met Umar radiyallahu anhu in a place between Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. You are responsible in Makkah Mukarrama. What are you doing here? I had to come. There was a reason. So, who have you given the responsibility of Makkah Mukarrama to? He said, Ibn Abza. Now, Ibn Abza was so insignificant that Umar radiallahu anhu did not understand who Ibn Abza was. Now, imagine this person, trustworthy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appointing somebody as the governor of Makkah Mukarrama, the Amir of Makkah Mukarrama, and that person is unknown to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So he said, who is Ibn Abza? So this person said that he is a freed slave. At one time he used to be a slave. Now he is free. But I have appointed him and made him the governor and Amir of Makkah Mukarrama because he is Alimun bil Faraiz wa Qari'un lil Quran. Because he is an alim and he is a qari. And because he is an alim and he is a qari, I felt that it was sufficient for him to be made the amir of Makkah Mukarrama. No family lineage. No family lineage. He was a slave a few years ago. Freed recently. Maybe a few years ago. No family lineage. No influence. Not somebody big or wealthy. And he is made the Amir of Makkah Mukarrama. Why? Because the person who made him the Amir of Makkah Mukarrama said, because he is Alimun bil Faraid wa Qari'un lil Quran. He is Alim and he is Qari. Did Umar radiallahu anhu object? Umar radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfau bihadar kitabi aqwama. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the status of certain people because of this book. And he said, Ibn Abza, mimman rafa'ahu Allahu bihadal kitab. He said, Ibn Abza is from those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated through this book. He became very happy that you made the right choice. You made the right choice. Ibn Abza is the right person and Ibn Abza has been elevated to this status. Why? Because of the ilm of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, this kitab is a priceless treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. And thereafter the ilm that emanated from this kitab, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first commentary of the Quran. Ahadith, the commentary of the Quran. So it is associated with this kitab. Then the aqwal of the sahaba, the sayings of the sahaba, again, the commentary of the Quran and the commentary of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the commentaries that follow, and then the masail that are deduced from the Quran and the ahadith, and these masails, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten the graves of the fuqaha, enlighten the graves of the mufassirin and the muhaddithin, that they have made it so easy for us, that if we want to follow the deen, if we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any of our action, we have everything written there. This is how you do. This is what you do. This is what you do. When we go for Umrah, when we go for Hajj, we don't have to go through the Quran. We don't have to go through the Ahadith. It's made so simple for us by the Fuqaha, by the Ulama. Number one, you do this. Number two, you do this. Number three, you do this. Number four, you do this. Imagine, we having to look at the Quran, and we having to study the Hadith on every step. How shall I perform Salat? How shall I perform Wudu? How shall I give Zakah? How shall I perform Umrah? How shall I behave with my wife? How shall I behave with my husband? How shall I behave with my children? How shall I do the tarbiyah of my children? How do I behave with my Muslim neighbor, with my non-Muslim neighbor? Mu'asharat, mu'amalat, husne akhlaq, ibadat, it would have become very difficult for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the fuqaha and the ulama and the muhaddithin and the mufassirin on our behalf, that they exerted efforts day and night, day and night. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala used to remain awake throughout the night. Throughout the night. Somebody said to him that, look after your health. Go to sleep at night. You remain awake all night. He said, every person after Isha goes to sleep. Thinking, if I have any question, I will go to Muhammad. If Muhammad goes to sleep, who will solve their problems? And this was the zeal of each and every alim, each and every imam that had passed. We owe a lot. We are indebted to these imam, these ulama, my friends. We owe a lot to these ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them greatly. May Allah reward them greatly. So the Quran, and then the ahadith, and thereafter, the commentary by the Sahaba, and then the efforts of the Aimmatul Muhaddiseen, Aimmatul Fuqaha, who deduce masail, and who have put forward to us a method, a guide, that this is how you perform salah, this is how you give zakah, this is how you perform hajj. And now we find it very, very easy. Very easy. So let us attach ourselves to these ta'limat of the Quran. Let us read the Quran on a daily basis. Let us try to understand the Quran by sitting in the company of the ulama, by sitting in their durus, by listening to their lectures, by associating with them, by asking them questions, referring our questions to them, by reading reliable books authored by reliable ulama. And this we will only be able to do if we study books under the guidance of reliable ulama. And let us practice. So read, understand, and practice. Read, understand, and practice. Read, understand, and practice. If we are able to do this, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us also. These young boys, six boys who have completed the Quran today, alhamdulillah, congratulations to all of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Six young boys have become huffaz of the Quran. Today they are huffaz of the Quran. Hafiz, 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 hafiz. Why is he not called a hafiz? Why are other people sitting in this gathering cannot be called hafiz? Until just a few minutes ago, it was not right to call him hafiz. Now he is hafiz. Until a few minutes ago, he was not a hafiz. Now he is hafiz. Why? Why are these boys called hafiz now? And until yesterday, they were not called hafiz. Until 1 month ago, they could not be called hafiz. Until 3 months ago, they could not be called hafiz. And there are so many people sitting here, they cannot be called huffaz. Why? What is the differentiating factor? The differentiating factor is that these boys have put the whole Quran to memory, so they are called huffaz. This boy knows the whole Quran, so he is hafiz. Our respected Mufti Sahib knows the whole Quran, so he can be called hafiz. Our Mufti Sahib here has put the whole Quran to memory, so he is called hafiz. But Iqbal Bhai cannot be called hafiz of the Quran. Hassan cannot be called hafiz of the Quran. Hassan has already memorized parts of the Quran, but he cannot be called hafiz of the Quran. The differentiating factor, a person can be called hafiz of the Quran. Why? Because he has put the whole Quran to memory. And another person cannot be called hafiz of the Quran because he has not put the whole Quran to memory. Even if a person memorized 29 juz, he cannot be called hafiz of the Quran until he memorized the 30th juz. Similarly, my friends, if a person memorizes the whole Quran and after 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years forgets the Quran, in our eyes he may be a Quran, he may be a hafiz. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not a hafiz of the Quran. So all the virtues mentioned regarding hafiz of the Quran will only remain for these six huffaz, and all the other huffaz who are sitting in this gathering,
if they breathe their last as Huffaz of the Quran, and if they are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as Huffaz of the Quran. If a person is not resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as Hafiz of the Quran, then according to one opinion of the Mufassirin, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, such people will be resurrected blind. Those Huffaz who memorized the Quran, and thereafter they neglected the Quran, they forgot the Quran, they did not practice on the commands of the Quran, such people will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as blind. لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. This Hafiz will say on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, why have you resurrected me as blind? I was fine in the world. I was able to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. My verses, the verses of my Quran came to you in your heart, in your mind. I had granted you the fortune to memorize it. And thereafter you became neglectful, you became ungrateful, you did not recite it and you forgot it. So today I will behave in this manner with you. I will punish you for that. So the one who forgets the Quran does not remain Hafiz of the Quran in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will be punished in the day of Qiyamah. But the one who retains the Quran to memory, and thereafter he understands also, and thereafter he practices also, he will remain a Hafiz of the Quran. He will be resurrected on the day of Quran as the Hafiz of Quran and the Sahib of Quran. And he will not be resurrected as a blind person. He will come on the day of Qiyamah with lot of honor. يُقَالُ لِسَاهِبِ الْقُرْآنِ. And it will be said to him, اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَكِ. Read and climb the steps of Jannah. وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And read with tartil as you used to do in the world. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَوْهَا. Where you stop reciting, that is your abode in Jannah. So, to explain to my young friends, I say to them that we have 3-star hotels, 5-star hotels, 8-star hotels. I think that is as far as this world has reached. 8-star. Jannah will be 6,000 and something star. 6,000 and something star. And Allah will say to the Hafiz, اِقْرَا وَرْتَكِ. You read one verse, 1 star. You read second verse, 2nd star. You read third verse, 3rd star. Fourth verse, 4th star. If you read the whole Quran, 6,000 and something stars. The highest Jannah Allah will grant you. So these boys also, and other Huffaz who are sitting in this gathering, let us keep the Quran to memory. And if we have forgotten, let us make effort again and rememorize it. I urge all my friends to recite the Quran on a daily basis. Our Mashaykh guides us and they say that each person should read 1 juz on a daily basis. And Huffaz should recite 3 juz on a daily basis, majority of which should be in Salat. And if we are unable to in the initial stages, then begin with quarter, my friends. Increase it to half. Take it to 3/4 and eventually 1. And the Huffaz who have forgotten the Quran, if 3 juz is difficult for you, then learn half a juz and recite it 6 times. Learn quarter juz, recite it 12 times. You would have completed 3 juz, and this quarter will become very firm in your memory, and slowly, slowly you will pick up again. Understand the Quran and practice the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء. اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم استرنا بسترك الجميل. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم أذهب الباس رب الناس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا مرضا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ونفس لا تشبع. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. يا أرحم الراحمين 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 يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہم سب کی لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین رات کے رات کی اندھیریوں میں کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. دن کے اجالوں میں کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. چھوٹے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. بڑے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. علل اعلان کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. چھپ چھپ کر کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا ارحم الراحمین جان بوجھ کر کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین غلطی سے کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. ہمارے جسم کا رواں رواں تیرا نافرمان ہے. الہ العالمین جسم کا کوئی عضو ایسا نہیں ہے جس نے تیری نافرمانی نہیں کی ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانیں اتنی گندی ہیں کہ وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے سامنے کچھ عرض کر سکیں. ہمارے ہاتھ اتنے گندے ہیں وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے دربار میں پھیلائے جائیں.
ہماری آنکھوں سے بہنے والے آنسو بھی اتنے گندے ہیں وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے دربار میں پیش کیے جائیں. الہ العالمین ہم نکمے ہیں, ہم نااہل ہیں, ہم غیر مستحق ہیں, مگر الہ العالمین ہم جائیں تو کہاں جائیں, تو ہی ہمارا رب ہے, تو ہی ہمارا ماوا اور ملجا ہے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم کہاں جا سکتے ہیں. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم اپنی حیثیت دیکھ کر تیرے در پہ ہاتھ نہیں پھیلا رہے ہیں, ہم تو تیری حیثیت کو دیکھ کر مانگ رہے ہیں. تو کریم ہے, تو کریم ہے, تو ہمارا داتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہم تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں, ہم تو خطا ہی خطا ہے, مگر الہ العالمین تو عطا ہی عطا ہے. ہماری نافرمانیوں کے باوجود بھی تو ہمارے اوپر رحمتوں کی بارشیں برساتا رہتا ہے. الہ العالمین ان چھ بچوں نے تیرے کلام کو اپنے سینے کا خزینہ بنایا ہے. الہ العالمین یہ بہت ہی مبارک گھڑی ہے. الہ العالمین تو ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعاؤں کو قبول کرتا ہے. ان چھ بچوں کے تکمیر قرآن کی لاج رکھ لے. الہ العالمین کی محنتوں کی لاج رکھ لے. ان کے استاد کی محنتوں کی لاج رکھ لے. الہ العالمین رات دن ان کے پڑھنے کی لاج رکھ لے. اور الہ العالمین دور دور سے آنے والے مسافروں کی لاج رکھ لے. الہ العالمین سفید رشت بزرگوں کی لاج رکھ لے. الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں علماء مفتی حضرات قرا اور الہ العالمین حفاظ ان کی لاج رکھ لے. الہ العالمین صلحاء متقین بھی ہوں گے, اولیاء بھی ہوں گے. یا اللہ کوئی تو تیرے دربار میں الہ العالمین مقبول ہوگا, کوئی تو بہانہ الہ العالمین تیرے دربار میں مقبول ہوگا. یا رب الرحیم کوئی نہ کوئی بہانہ بنا دے, کسی نہ کسی کو بہانہ بنا دے اور ہمیں معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین اب تیرے در کے بھکاری ہے. الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم مغرب سے لے کر عشاء تک تیری مسجد میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین روئے زمین پر سب سے زیادہ پسندیدہ جگہ تجھے تیری مسجدیں ہیں. الہ العالمین علماء صلحاء اور نیک لوگوں کا مجمع تیری اور تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی باتیں ہوئی. الہ العالمین بچوں نے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کی. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اگر ایسے موقع پر بھی ہم محروم رہ جائیں اور ہماری مغفرت نہ ہو, الہ العالمین ہم سے زیادہ شکی اور بدبخت کون ہو سکتا ہے. الہ العالمین شکاوت سے بچا لے, شکاوت سے بچا لے. نظر کرم فرما دے, نظر کرم فرما دے, نظر کرم فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم سے نظر مت پھیرنا. الہ العالمین اگر تو نے ہم سے نظر پھیر لی, خدا کی قسم نہ اٹھ سکے گا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا. الہ العالمین نظر کرم فرما. الہ العالمین دور دور سے ختم قرآن کے موقع سے فائدہ اٹھانے کی نیت سے الہ العالمین بہت لوگ آئے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین گھروں میں معذور لوگ, بیمار لوگ, بوڑھے لوگ, عورتیں بھی الہ العالمین اس دعا میں شریک ہیں. پتہ نہیں الہ العالمین ملک کے مختلف حصوں میں, دنیا کے مختلف حصوں میں لوگ اس وقت دعا میں شریک ہوں گے. الہ العالمین محروم نہ فرما, کسی کو محروم نہ فرما, کسی کو بھی محروم نہ فرما. ہماری امیدیں پوری فرما. اگر تو نے میرا مقدر نہ بدلا, بتا پھر یہ کامل نظر کس لیے ہے. اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لوٹ جائیں, یہ در کس لیے ہے, یہ گھر کس لیے ہے. الہ العالمین جھولی بھر دے. الہ العالمین ہماری جھولی بھر دے. الہ العالمین جھولی بھر دے. الہ العالمین ایسی سعادت عطا فرما جس کے بعد شقاوت نہ ہو. الہ العالمین ایسی ہدایت عطا فرما جس کے بعد گمراہی نہ ہو. الہ العالمین تیرا ایسا تعلق عطا فرما جس کے بعد دوری نہ ہو. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تیری ایسی ولایت عطا فرما جس کے بعد گناہ نہ ہو. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ایسی صحت عطا فرما جس کے بعد بیماری نہ ہو. الہ العالمین ایسا سکون عطا فرما جس کے بعد پریشانی نہ ہو. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمارے حق میں, ہمارے متعلقین کے حق میں آج الہ العالمین تیری رضا کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنی دائمی رضا عطا فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے حق میں, ہمارے متعلقین کے حق میں جنت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے, ہدایت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. ہمیں اپنی معرفت عطا فرما, اپنی محبت عطا فرما.
الہ العالمین اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اپنے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عشق نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, ان کی سنتوں سے عشق نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, تیرے دین سے لگاؤ نصیب فرما, تیرے دین کی ایک ایک چیز کا احترام نصیب فرما, عظمت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہمیں رذائل سے پاک فرما, خصائل سے آراستہ فرما, ہمارے ظاہر اور باطن کی اصلاح فرما الہ العالمین, ہمیں علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما الہ العالمین, ہمارے گھروں کو علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما, ہماری اولاد کو, ہماری بیویوں کو, ہمارے رشتہ داروں کو علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما, ہمارے گھروں کو علمی اور عملی گھرانے بنا دے الہ العالمین, ہمارے گھروں کو علمی اور عملی گھرانے بنا دے, ہمارے گھروں کو علمی اور عملی گھرانے بنا دے الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین دین کے معاملے میں غلط فہمی سے بچا لے, کج فہمی سے بچا لے, کم فہمی سے بچا لے, گمراہی سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, گمراہی سے بچا لے, غلط رستے سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, جو دین نہیں ہے اسے دین سمجھنے سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, جو سیدھا راستہ نہیں ہے اسے سیدھا راستہ سمجھنے سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین, حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما, سجدے رکوع نماز والی موت نصیب فرما, تیرے ذکر تیری تسبیح تیری تحمید تیری تحلیل والا ذکر والی موت نصیب فرما, شکر والی موت نصیب فرما, تیرے راستے والی موت نصیب فرما, تعلیم و تعلم والی موت نصیب فرما, حرمین شریفین والی موت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, جنت البقیع میں جگہ عطا فرما الہ العالمین, جنت البقیع میں جگہ عطا فرما الہ العالمین, جنت البقیع میں جگہ عطا فرما, اے رحم الرحیمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما الہ العالمین, تیرے عرش کے سائے کے نیچے جگہ عطا فرما, بغیر حساب جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, پل صراط کا معاملہ آسان فرما اے رحم الرحیمین, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما اے رحم الرحیمین, جنت الفردوس میں انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما اے رحم الرحیمین, مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پہ رحم فرما الہ العالمین, وہاں دین سے تعلق رکھنے والے اور الہ العالمین امت کی اور انسانوں کی خیر خواہی رکھنے والے حکمران نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, مسلمان اپنے دین کے معاملے میں ناقدرہ ہو چکا ہے الہ العالمین, اسے اپنے دین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین دین سے جوڑ دے, دین سے لگا دے اے رحم الرحیمین, اے رحم الرحیمین, غیر مسلموں کو اسلام کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما الہ العالمین, ہمیں بھی اس ملک میں الہ العالمین محفوظ فرما, حفاظت نصیب فرما, اس ملک میں اور پورے عالم میں امن کو عام فرما, امن کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے غیب سے انتظام فرما الہ العالمین, رحمت نازل فرما, برکت نازل فرما, نصرت نازل فرما, ظلم اور ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم اور ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم اور ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما اے رحم الرحیمین, آج جن بچوں نے حفظ کی تکمیل کی ہے الہ العالمین ان کو قبول فرما لے, ان کو قبول فرما لے, ان کو بے انتہا قبول فرما لے الہ العالمین, انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کی اپنے اساتذہ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا لے الہ العالمین, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے الہ العالمین, انہیں صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے, انہیں علوم میں برکت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, قرآن کو مرد دم تک یاد رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین, انہیں اہل القرآن میں سے بنا دے, اصحاب قرآن میں سے بنا دے, حاملین قرآن میں سے بنا دے الہ العالمین, انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین, انہیں صلحاء میں شامل فرما, اولیاء میں شامل فرما, دین کے خدام میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین, دعات میں شامل فرما, محدثین مفسرین ائمہ میں شامل فرما اے رحم الرحیمین, انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما لے الہ العالمین, انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما لے الہ العالمین, انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما لے اے رحم الرحیمین, تو نے اپنے لطف و کرم سے ان کے سینوں کو الفاظ قرآن سے منور فرمایا ہے الہ العالمین, اب علوم قرآن سے بھی منور فرما ان کے جسموں کو بھی الہ العالمین, اعمال قرآنی سے مزین فرما یا رحم الرحیم, ان میں سے ہر ایک کو اپنی جگہ پہ اسلام کے لیے ستون بنا دے الہ العالمین, پوری امت کے لیے مشن راہ بنا دے یا رحم الرحیمین, یا رحم الرحیمین, یا رحم الرحیمین, یہاں لیٹن سٹون کی مسجد کے تحت چلنے والا جو مدرسہ اسلامیہ ہے اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما، بے انتہا قبول فرما، اسے علم و عمل کا مرکز بنا دے الہ العالمین، دور دور تک اس کے فیض کو عام فرما، دور دور سے لوگوں کو یہاں آنے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین، یہاں کے اساتذہ اور یہاں کے علماء اور یہاں کے مفتیان کرام اور یہاں کے ائمہ کے فیوز میں، خلوص میں، علوم میں اور اضافہ فرما دے، ان کے اتفاق میں اور اضافہ فرما دے، ان کی جد و جہد میں اور اضافہ فرما دے، یہاں کے منتظمین حضرات میں، یہاں کے مصلیوں میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما، سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے، سب کو ریک اور نیک بنا دے، سب کو دین کی فکر نصیب فرما، اس مسجد کو خوب آباد فرما دے الہ العالمین، اس پورے علاقے میں، پورے لندن میں، پورے انگلینڈ میں، پورے یورپ میں، پوری دنیا میں جتنے مدارس ہیں، جتنی مساجد ہیں، جتنی خانقاہیں ہیں، دعوت و تبلیغ کا کام ہے، جتنی جماعتیں ہیں، جمعیتیں ہیں، جتنی اسکولیں ہیں، جتنی اکیڈمیاں ہیں، دین کے جتنے بھی کام جس جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں، جو بھی فرد مسلم دین کے کام میں لگا ہوا ہے، الہ العالمین سب کو بے انتہا قبولیت سے سرفراز فرما، الہ العالمین سب کو غیب سے وسائل نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین قدم قدم پہ سب کو برکتیں، قدم قدم پہ سب کے لیے برکتیں نازل فرما، رحمتیں نازل فرما، نصرتیں نازل فرما، رکاوٹوں کو ختم فرما، حاسدین کے حسد سے بچا لے، بدناظرین کی نظر سے بچا لے، شریروں کے شر سے بچا لے، مفسدین کے فساد سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین رخنا اندازی پیدا کرنے والوں کی رخنا اندازیوں سے الہ العالمین بچا لے، اے ارحم الراحمین صبر عطا فرما، ثابت قدمی عطا فرما، الہ العالمین علماء کی مدارس کی خوب نصرت فرما، الہ العالمین علماء کی مدارس کی خوب نصرت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں جو جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما، ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما، الہ العالمین ہم میں جو بھی اولاد ہیں انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما، اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین جو بے رشتہ ہیں انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما، الہ العالمین جو شادی کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں ہے الہ العالمین انہیں توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین جن رشتوں میں رکاوٹیں ہیں ختم فرما، جن خاندانوں میں اور الہ العالمین آپس میں مسلمانوں میں جہاں کہیں انتشار ہے الہ العالمین محبت سے مبدل فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین جو پریشان حال ہے کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، مصیبت زدہ ہے عافیت عطا فرما، گمراہ ہے انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما، جو ماں باپ سے الگ ہے الہ العالمین انہیں ماں باپ کے سینے سے لگا دے الہ العالمین، جو اولاد ماں باپ کی نافرمان ہے انہیں فرما بردار بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی حلال روزی عطا فرما، الہ العالمین جو جہل میں مبتلا ہے انہیں علم سے آراستہ فرما، الہ العالمین جو الہ العالمین اخلاق سے کو رہے انہیں اخلاق سے منور فرما، الہ العالمین ظاہر کی باطن کی سب کی اصلاح فرما دے، الہ العالمین دین کے جتنے شعبے ہیں ان سارے شعبوں کو سمجھنے کی، ان کو اپنی زندگی میں لانے کی سب کو توفیق عطا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں، جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں، انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے جن جن بھلائیوں کو مانگا ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں ہمیں عطا فرما، جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما، الہ العالمین اپنی بارگاہ سے فیضان فرما، الہ العالمین تیری بارگاہ سے جس گھڑی میں کوئی نعمت تقسیم ہو رہی ہو الہ العالمین اس وقت غفلت سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین اس وقت غفلت سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین گناہ سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین غفلت والی گناہ والی موت سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین حادثات سے بچا لے، اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما، الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے امید رکھتے ہیں، جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے، جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں، محبت رکھتے ہیں، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، ہمارے اساتذہ، ہمارے مشائخ، ہمارے دوست احباب، ہمارے رشتے دار، حاضرین مجلس، شرکاء مجلس، الہ العالمین سبھی کے تمام جائز دیکھ مقاصد کو پورا فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمه، رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين، سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.